Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk at Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager and Police Captain Brian Scheer about confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Indianola.
So, two confirmed Indianola cases.
Yeah, it was confirmed via phone and then followed via email.
So, we don't know who the person is, although we're exempt from that. We could, but we're just... What we're doing on our system up at dispatch is we're flagging the address in case we get a trip there, something else related or related to that, a medical trip or a police-related call. The address is flagged, and dispatch will let us know that there's a flag on that address so we can take even more precautions than a normal trip. And then we've had three... public safety employees with possible exposures.
So not getting into the weeds, one of the public safety officers was showing symptoms, was tested
yesterday
morning. Test results take 2 to 6 days. The other two were exposed to somebody who is exhibiting more than one symptom of COVID. So in both cases, extra precautions are taken. For instance, the one public safety employee that was exhibiting symptoms themselves, anybody that had interaction is wearing face mask, and will have to do so for the 14-day period. Or until, hopefully not, but if symptoms are exhibited, at which point then they'll be sent home. The two that were indirectly exposed on a trip will, same protocol, we'll do that, but we'll wait for the results of the test for the person that they encountered. And again, with the one that was exhibiting symptoms after that happened, decontamination procedures were enacted, employees notified, council notified. So everybody was notified, and then the proper follow-up, anybody that had interaction with that employee wearing face mask and just being monitored.
So it's real. I mean, if people weren't taking it seriously before, those are not the phone calls you want to get at home. And but again, all this planning ahead of time that we've done since, February? That's why we did it. Exactly all these precautions we've taken throughout the whole city, that's why you do it. So when you get that phone call, you know exactly what to do, exactly what calls to make, and exactly the procedures that need to take place. That's what's happened over the past couple of days.
So just to clarify, been notified of two cases in Indianola.
Two confirmed cases in Indianola.
One public safety employee has been tested.
Correct.
And two were
exposed to
it.
Correct. And we're just waiting the results.
We have coverage for everything that we need to do, and we're responding. Today's been a crazy busy day. I don't know why, but yeah, all the calls are being responded to and taken care of like normal.
What is the level of cooperation with the sheriff's department in this as well?
I mean, they've been wonderful. Either myself or the chief has talked to the sheriff, or the fire chief has talked to the sheriff probably every day in the past couple weeks, touching base. We know that if we need anything from them, all we have to do is call, and the same goes for them for us.
Once again, that was City Manager Ryan Waller and Police Captain Brian Scheer discussing the confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Indianola. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.